弟兄姊妹早晨平安。
Good morning, everyone.
大家都幾好啊。
Everybody all right?
是有啲笑容，我哋感謝神，因為我哋都係帶住笑容咧去到敬拜上帝。
Thanks God, we praise and worship God together with a smile.
要喺聯合崇拜裏面去講懶惰咧，其實好似唔係好應該。
In a joint worship to talk about the topic sloth, it's kind of appropriate.
唔係好合宜嘅一個嘅題目。
Not an appropriate topic, maybe.
不過呢，即如果英文譯做 lazy 啦，咁就唔好話 appropriate 啦。咁但係如果 sloth 呢，咁都 OK 嘅，都幾 cute 嘅喎。
In English, lazy might be not appropriate, but sloth, it's kind of cute.
你有見過呢啲樹懶嗎？
Have you seen sloths before?
我哋要等一等，佢都係會懶啲嘅。
It's kind of sluggish.
都幾可愛啊，嗬。
It's kind of cute.
嗰啲三隻手指嘅嗰啲嘅樹懶。
The three-toed sloths.
咁又講咧，即係佢都係其中咧一個世界上面最行得最慢嘅其中一隻動物之一。
Sloths are one of the animals who walk the slowest.
不過你估佢行得慢啲定係烏龜行得慢啲咧？
Do you think sloth walk slower or turtles walk slower?
你覺得烏龜行得慢啲
？Turtles
啊，樹懶行得慢啲
？Sloth
咦，好多喎，原來係龜行得慢好多嘅。
It's actually turtles walk much slower。
樹懶咧，雖然你叫做樹懶，不過唔係最慢嘅。佢即係龜咧，同埋蝸牛係慢過佢好多嘅。
Sloth actually what they call sloth, but they're not that slow. Actually, snails and turtles walk much slower.
不過當然啦，當聖經裏面去講關於懶惰，雖然我哋譯做 sloth 咧，但係就唔係講呢只咁可愛嘅樹懶。
When the Bible talks about sloth, it's just not talking about this really cute animal.
特別咧係我哋今日去睇嘅呢卷書《箴言》呢卷書咧，係唔容許唔接納咧懶惰人嘅一卷書嚟。
Especially for the scripture reading today in Proverbs, it actually forbidden us to be sluggish or slothy.
可能我哋都會覺得奇怪，點解聖經要去特別要去針對講懶惰呢個題目咧
？We might wonder why does the Bible bring up such a topic to be lazy?
其實同樣咧，好似我哋今日喺聯合崇拜，點解要講懶惰？一樣唔係好合宜嘅啫。
And at the same time, in this joint worship right now, maybe it's inappropriate to talk about laziness.
不過其實當箴言咁去講懶惰嘅時候，其實有好多智慧喺裏面嘅。
But actually, in Proverbs, there's actually a lot of wisdom in it.
喺啲卷書裏面咧，有好多經文係講懶惰，我其中講幾節，我哋一齊去睇下。
In this book, it talks about the laziness, slothiness a lot. Maybe we can read it together.
喺箴言咧，26章13、14、15節咧咁樣講。
In Proverbs 26:13-14,
佢話嗰啲懶嘅人會點樣講咧？佢話懶惰人就會講道上有猛獅，街上有壯獅。咁即係有獅子喺出邊咧，所以唔好出街啦，懶到唔出街嘅。
A sluggard would say, "There's a lion in the road, a fierce lion roaming on the streets, so we shouldn't go out."
即係現代詞語，呢啲係宅男嚟嘅。
In modern days, there's not a term as for 宅男 though.Well, for people who stay at home and play games all the time.
係啊，所以佢哋唔會出去㗎，即係。
So they don't want to go out.
好啦，第十四節咧，佢話咧，門在書樓轉動，懶惰人在床上也是如此，即係轉來轉去啊。
Verse 14, it says, as a door turns on its hinges, so a sluggard turns on his bed, so he kind of toss and turn all the time.
你今朝有冇試過啊？鬧鐘響咗啦，熄咗佢之後，仲喺度輾轉都唔想起身。
Did you toss and turn and refuse to get out of bed this morning?
咁你話喺即係箴言都幾嚴格嘅喎，咁樣都叫懶惰喎。
Well, you might say Proverbs kind of really straight. Is that considered as laziness?
第十五節仲嚴重。
First 15 is even worse.
佢話咧，懶惰人咧放手喺個盤裏邊咧，就是向口撤回咧，亦都懶嘅。
It says a sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He's too lazy to bring it back to his mouth.
所以其實喺箴言裏邊咧，有好多經文都係講緊呢啲懶惰人嗰種嚴重嘅境況。
So in Proverbs, it actually talks quite a few times about the seriousness of these laziness people, lazy people.
的而且確咧，佢話如果懶惰成為咗一個生活嘅模式，成為咗你同埋我嘅習慣嘅時候咧，其實可以去到好嚴重嘅。
For sure, if laziness has become a habit of living style, then it might be quite serious for us.
所以我哋今日睇咧第六章第六節至到十一節嘅呢段嘅經文啦。
So that's why we're looking into Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 11.
我再請咧大家可以讀咧係第六章第九節至到十一節，可以一齊讀噶啦。你可以讀英文，可以讀中文。
Okay, let's read it together, either in Chinese or English. We'll read it together, verse 9 to 11.
我哋一齊睇第九節至到十一節，唔該。
Let's read it together.
懶惰人啊，你要睡到幾時呢？你何時睡醒呢？再睡片時，打盹片時，抱着手躺卧片時，你嘅貧窮就必如強盜速來，你嘅缺乏彷彿拿兵器嘅人來到。的而且確，佢一開始嘅時候就喺呢度講一個結果。
Well, for sure, it talks about a result, a conclusion.
雖然好似咧講話，只不過瞓多一陣啫嘛。
Well, maybe it says we'll just sleep for a little, one more moment.
瞓多一陣啫。
Just a little moment.
但係佢話你成日都瞓多一陣，成日都瞓多一陣咧。
But if you do that all the time,
你就成為咗你成個人生咧就係咁樣就冇咗佢噶啦。
Then you waste your whole life.
你最後尾個結果就係貧窮。
Well, your end result is poverty.
咩都冇曬。
You have nothing left.
有一個中文嘅譯本啊，我好中意佢譯得好傳神嘅。
This is a Chinese version. It translated to a very, very meaningful.
嗰個譯本咧就話咧，我哋只要再睡一會。
Well, it talks about what we'll sleep a little bit more.
佢話隻眼咧再瞄多陣。
Your eye closed a little bit more.
啊，真係譯得真係好好
啊！做埋呢個，
做埋呢個動作添。佢咁樣咧，我哋嘅結果就係唔好噶啦。
Then the result won't be good.
聖經就講得咁清楚。
It says clearly in the Bible.
個後果可以係好嚴重嘅。
The conclusion, the result might be very serious.
因為要讓呢一個咁樣嘅懶惰嘅一個咁樣嘅情景咧，去佔據咗我哋整個嘅人生嘅，成為咗我哋人生嘅一個嘅 style.
Because it let laziness into your life, into your whole living style and your habit.
我記得我讀中學嘅時候都係咁樣。
I remember when I was in high school, I was like that too.
係懶嘅。
I was lazy.
都唔單止係懶一陣㗎啦，好懶。
Not just a little while, but a long time.
咁但係覺得，咦，唔緊要，我成班同學大家都懶，咁咪 OK 啦。
But I thought it's okay. Everybody around me is like that. It's okay.
咁我哋仲記得考試嘅時候就同啲同學講啦：，你唔温書嘛，我唔温書，你都唔好温書啊。
Okay, and during exam, I would say, well, if you don't study, I don't study. You don't study.
咁大家好有義氣㗎嘛。
Well, everybody is like, yeah, like we brothers, right?
係啦，大家唔温書咁啊，大家成績都唔好啫。
So all brothers don't study together.
啊，大家咧細成譬如話，我唔温書噶啦，大家都唔好温啊。
We all swear that we won't study at all.
咁我好有義氣嘅，我唔温就真係唔温噶啦。
Well, I kept my promise, so I did not.
但係其他啲同學唔係嘅喎。
But they did not keep their promise. They studied.
個成績一出嚟嘅時候咧，哇！點解佢咁高分，我咁低分㗎？
And the result came out. How come everybody else is much higher?
原來佢哋講係咁講，但係其實佢哋温書嘅。
But they thought they said that, but they actually studied.
但係的而且確慢慢慢慢少少少，我哋唔温啦啊！好似人都係咁，但係其實咧咁樣會毀咗我哋一生。
Sure enough, bit by bit, we don't study a little bit more, and then at the end, yep, it ruined our life.
在箴言这卷书里面呢，他去提到懒惰人的时候，
In Proverbs talks about lazy people.
他竟然呢将懒惰同埋愚昧同埋恶人呢是等同在一起的。
It talks about being foolish and being a villain. Actually, they compare it similarly to each other.
在箴言里面他讲愚昧同埋恶人呢，就是指那些不认识神的人。
In Proverbs, it talks about the foolish people, the villain people, they actually talk about people do not know Christ.
所以佢話懶惰人其實一樣係咁樣嘅。
Well, it actually compared and said actually the lazy people are the same.
所以當然佢哋嘅結局唔係好嘅結局。
They all do not have a good result at the end.
所以作者咧喺第六至到第八節嘅時候咧，佢就咁樣去勸勉所有讀箴言嘅人啦。
That's why the author in verse 6 to 8, it warn us, or actually, yeah, try to warn us.
我又請大家一起讀一啲第三節嘅聖經六至到八節。
Let's read together verse 6 to 8.
好，一起讀。
Go to the ant, you sluggard. Consider its ways and be wise. It has no commander, no overseer or ruler. Yet it stores its provisions in summer and gathers its food at harvest. Hey, you did it in English.
I should do it in Chinese. Yes. Okay. 箴言嘅作者佢就勸勉懶惰人嘅，你要察看嗰啲螞蟻嘅動作。
The author of Proverbs says you have to observe the ant.
佢原來咧要去得住智慧咧，首先你要去察看。
So actually, it says if you want to be wise, you have to consider, you have to observe.
要學下啲螞蟻。
You have to be like an ant.
你成日都有見過蟻嘅係咪
？You've seen ants before, right?
不過我哋好多時候咧，有人講到好，佢話我哋係見到啲嘢，不過我哋冇 observe 㗎，我哋冇觀察嘅。
Some people would say it's very true that we see things, but we do not observe them.
所以箴言嘅作者话：我哋唔系净见到，我哋要去观察下嗰啲蚂蚁佢做啲乜嘢。
So that's why the author of Proverbs asks us not to just look at them, but we need to observe them.
可以得到智慧。
So that we can gain wisdom.
当时候咧，其实喺大概喺巴勒斯坦呢个地方咧。
In Pakistan, Pakistan, long time ago.
Palestine.
Palestine, sorry.
喺四月嘅时候咧，佢哋就会系有佢哋嘅收割嘅时候。
In April, it was harvest time.
咁咧，原來嗰啲蟻咧都會好努力。其中一種蟻啊，其實佢哋有成幾百種唔同蟻，原來幾百種蟻喺嗰度。
Different kinds of different kinds of ants, but there's one particular kind of ant.
嗰只蟻咧係嗰種蟻咧係叫做咧係收割嘅時候嘅蟻 ，harvest ant.
This particular breed is called a harvest ant.
佢哋咧原來咧就係中意去收集嗰啲嘅谷物咧，係要大過自己身體好多嘅，佢就會 store up 曬嘅。
They like to gather grains and wheats and like much larger than their own body size.
大概咧，其實聖經嘅作者就係講話，我哋要好似學習呢啲嘅蟻。
The author maybe points us to these kind of ants. We have to observe and be like them.
你講學習佢啲乜嘢
？What do we want to learn from them?
學習佢嗰種嘅勤奮啦。
To be like them, to be hardworking.
嗰種嘅努力啦。
That they are really hardworking.
嗰種嘅付出啦。
They contribute a lot.
其實呢一種嘅努力同埋付出咧，慢慢其實就係形成咗我哋成為一個懶惰嘅一個嘅生活形式咧，一個嘅完全相反。
So that over time we can be a total opposite of being lazy。
所以我哋其實係要喺當中咁樣嘅學習。
So we have to be like them。
所以如果按照喺箴言裏邊嘅勸勉嘅時候咧，我哋就要做下邊呢一幅。
That's why, in according to Proverbs, we have to be somebody like this.
有冇人有睇過啊
？Have anybody seen watch that movie？
好唔好睇啊
？Is it good？
It's good.
It's good. Apparently.
我哋要做 Ant-Man 啊嘛，因為我哋要觀察。咁原來我哋就做蟻人啦，咁。
So we have to be Ant people.
咁當然呢度係講緊係超人。
It talks about a superhero here.
係講緊原來我哋要學習好似螞蟻嗰種嘅勤奮、嗰種嘅努力、嗰種嘅付出。
It talks about to be like an ant, to be hardworking, to be contributing, and make it as a living standard.
係啊，的而且確，如果我哋嘅生命上面冇付出努力嘅時候咧，我哋往往唔會有一個好嘅結果嘅。
For sure, if we don't contribute and to work hard, we might not end up with a good result.
我細個嘅時候咧，好中意打乒乓。
I like to play table tennis, ping pong a lot.
咁咧，甚至乎咧就去學啦，跟個教練去學啦。
I even went to learn about it.
咁我仲記得好深印象咧，嗰次即係後生仔著住條短褲咁就去跟嗰個教練學打乒乓。
I was in my shorts and then I still remember vividly I went to learn about ping pong。
學完第一堂嗰時候咧
，After the first lesson，
翻到屋企咧，嗰只腳瘀咗幾笪地方。
When I went home, I had a few bruises on my leg。
個原因係咩咧？就係俾啲乒乓打瘀咗。
The reason why was the ping pong hit hard on my leg and bruised it。
但係好深印象嘅就係唔係點解個乒乓可以打瘀只腳？
Most vividly, what I remember the most was not about the ping pong hitting me.
而係咧，係嗰個教練咧，可以用呢啲乒乓打瘀咗我只腳。
It was because the coach can actually hurt me with a ping pong ball.
你話原來佢虐待你
？Oh, he was abusing you?
佢唔係啊。
No.
佢其實咧係咧可以用一塊板喺度，當佢抽擊嘅時候，我唔會打到你。
Okay, thank you.
抽擊嘅時候咧，嗰個波其實唔係直接就打落我只腳嗰度，係經過張台。再打落我只腳嗰度咧，我只腳都瘀嘅。
Well, when he struck the ball, smashed it, the ball actually did not hit him directly, but actually through the table and then bounced to hit the leg.
跟住佢就叫我試下抽擊俾佢睇啦，咁。
Well, then he asked me to do the same.
當然個力度就完全差好遠啦。
Of course, the smash was not as powerful as him.
軟弱無力嘅。
Was very weak.
所以佢話就除咗我心印象瘀曬之外咧。
So other than the fact that I remember it was all bruised up.
佢話你就要學啊嘛，你咁你就唔可以淨係嚟學打乒乓啦。
So the coach said, "Well, you want to learn, you're not here to just to learn ping pong."
嗰啲佢就每日要做呢個動作咧，就要去做幾百下。
So that action has to be repeated over and over several hundred times a day.
跟住仲要去用埋啲啞鈴去做呢個動作。
I have to use weights to do the same motion.
你可以試下，因為仲用咗啞鈴嘅時候重好多咧，塊板就輕好多噶。
You can try that. After using the weight, afterwards your racket's gonna be so light.
咁結果咧，真係努力一段時間之後咧
，For sure, after a period of time，
我出去比賽嘅時候咧，的而且確都能夠贏到一啲對手。
I went out for competition and I won a few people.
所以付出係有 有嗰個後果嘅。
If you contribute, then you gain results.
不過當去到有一次出去比賽嘅時候咧，就遇到一個對手咧比我更加年輕。
I went to a competition. There was a person much younger than me.
咁啊，結果咧我就輸咗俾佢。
I lost.
先後輸嘅時候咧，覺得好唔憤氣嘅。
At first, I was like.How? Why?
因為自己都努力咗咁多。
I contributed. I did a lot. I pay a lot of hardworking times.
係啦，佢又咁後生，咁細過我，即係經驗應該少過我，點解佢都會輸嘅咧
？He's much younger. He has much less experience than me. How did I lose?
完咗嘅時候，同佢傾偈，同佢教練傾偈。
Afterwards, I talked to him. Talked to his coach.
嗰個後生仔為咗出去代表香港出去出邊比賽咧
？That little youngster who want to represent Hong Kong to go to the international competitions.
佢每日除咗翻學之後，跟住每日咁多個鐘頭就喺度練習嘅。
Other than school, it was all practicing.
所以人哋付出係咁多嘅時候，佢嘅結果係唔同嘅。
He actually put out that much, and he gained that much back.
所以箴言嘅作者都係講緊，我哋要我哋嘅生命有好嘅結果嘅時候，同樣我哋要去付出努力，付出代價。
In Proverbs, that's why it talks about we have to contribute, we have to pay out, and then we can.
總唔能夠咧，好似下一幅咁樣嘅。
We can't be like the image as follow。
係嘛？即係淨係喺度坐喺度食薯片睇電視咁。
Be a couch potato or couch cat。
或者係啦，下邊喺即係嗰張，雖然都嗰張都幾得意。
The cat is kind of cute。
但係箴言其實唔單單係講緊話俾我哋聽，係咪就係講緊懶惰呢樣嘢咁簡單
？Proverbs does not just tell us about the topic laziness。
去到第四、第五世紀嘅教會嘅時期，特別咧係一個修院嘅時期嘅時候。
In fourth and fifth century, that period of time，
佢哋咧對於箴言裏邊講到懶惰呢個題目咧非常之重視。
It's actually the topic of being brought out by prophets. It's very important。
竟然咧喺佢哋當時候咧，將懶惰呢樣嘢咧成為咗七宗嚴重嘅罪裏邊咧其中之一。
In those times, it actually developed into the seven deadly sins.
可能你都聽過七宗罪啦。
You might have heard of seven deadly sins.
竟然咧，我唔逐一講啦，但係咧，竟然咧，懶惰係其中之一，榜上有名。
We won't go into details, but actually, being a sloth is actually one of the sins.
你可能會覺得奸淫啊、嫉妒啊、憤怒呢啲其實應該更加嚴重啊，點解要擺喺即係懶惰都係其中之一咧？
You might think like wrath, envy, lust, gluttony, all those other things are way more serious than being lazy. How come it made to the list?
但原來當第四、第五世紀，當佢哋再一次去讀箴言嘅時候咧，佢哋理解呢度所講緊嘅懶惰咧，多咗一層嘅含義嘅。
In the fourth and fifth century, when they study this proverbs even further, they actually understand a deeper meaning.
你記得頭先我講過話喺箴言裏邊咧？懶惰同埋惡人同埋愚昧人咧係等同嘅。
You might remember that I just said that being lazy is the same as being a villain。
所以佢哋更清楚去理解到箴言裏邊去講懶惰咧，唔係淨係講緊你唔付出、你唔努力、你唔盡力咁簡單。
So that they understand in Proverbs, actually, it's not just simply that you just being lazy and not contributing。
係講緊一個人點樣去對神。
It actually talks about how you treat God and。Observe about him.
所以咧喺第四、第五世紀嘅時候，佢哋去解釋箴言裏邊講嘅懶惰。
So in fourth and fifth century, when they look into this chapter again,
佢話懶惰呢個嘅意思咧，其實係 apathy.
Sloth is actually equals to apathy.
或者咧，即係講緊係冇愛，冇嗰種嘅付出，冇嗰種嘅熱切去對神嘅。
There's no sloth. There's no love. There is no desire to follow God anymore.
對神咧係冷淡嘅。
You become indifferent towards God.
係冷漠嘅。
You don't show any feelings towards God anymore.
亦都咧係我哋俾世間上面所有好多嘅嘢都會令到我哋咧去引我哋離開上帝。
It allows a lot of things happening, like the worldly things, to lure us away from God.
佢呢個先係真正嘅含義喺箴言裏邊講懶惰。
This is actually the deepest meaning, the meaning behind Proverbs.
所以咧喺當時候第四世紀有一個嘅修士佢咁樣講。
That's why in fourth century there was a priest who said.
佢話懶惰咧其實係佢哋咧中午嘅一個邪靈。
Being a sloth is actually the noonday demon.
佢話咧，因為當嗰啲嘅修士咧，去到咁上下嘅時候咧，去到幾個鐘頭，起咗身幾個鐘頭啦，開始咧個人覺得攰啦。
these fathers and priests, because after a few hours of studying, by noontime they become a little bit tired.
本来咧，佢哋应该好专注去祈祷嘅，不过咧，开始觉得攰，觉得闷咧，佢就开始望窗口，望出边嘅世界。
They should still be studying, observing God's law, words and praying, but they become tired and they kind of bored, so they look out the windows.
啲修士咧，应该咧有好享受咧，同埋好专注咧去服侍佢哋身边嘅其他嘅修士，但系咧，因为佢哋觉得闷，觉得冇兴趣，就唔做啦。
These people, they should be serving each other. They should be doing all the other ministry, but like because they're so bored, they figure out they don't want to do it anymore.
佢呢一種嘅所謂嘅懶惰，其實咧就係講緊 apathy， 就係講緊佢哋咧對神冇咗嗰種熱切嘅心。
This laziness, actually, they think this is actually it talks about apathy. Apathy, it talks about that you don't have a heart for God anymore.
所以呢一種咁樣嘅情況咧，就會將佢哋帶離開上帝。
That's why in the situations, these people are lured away from God.
佢話結果咧，嗰個修士咧就再唔係一生去為神而活啦。
And the end result, these priests and the fathers do not serve God anymore.
所以咧，中世紀有一個神學家咁樣講。
That's why in the middle, in the century, that one of the authors says.
Thomas Aquinas 咧，佢話咧，乜嘢係懶惰咧？
This person says, "What is laziness?"
佢話懶惰咧，其實係我哋對上帝冇嗰種嘅胃口。
Because you have lacked, it's about lack of appetite for God.
係對上帝冇胃口。
You don't have an appetite for God anymore.
你今日有冇對上帝有冇胃口啊
？Do you have an appetite for God today?
有冇啊
？Do you?
係，有我哋感謝神。如果唔係，我問
我哋 Praise God if we have still have an appetite for God.
我哋期待我哋一間嘅日本餐多過上帝。
If we look forward to our lunch more than God, then
總之我哋究竟對上帝有冇嗰種嘅胃口
？Do we have an appetite for God？
有另一個嘅神學家咧，佢圖書咧，佢就話咧，懶惰其實係講緊我哋唔願意，亦都唔覺得要去花心思咧喺神裏邊去成長嘅。
Another theologian actually says, being like in apathy, but you do not have an interest in God anymore。
所以懶惰其實唔係就係講緊你同埋我應該要建立一個好嘅習慣、好嘅生活模式。
Being lazy is not just being lazy; it's actually that you have to develop a good habit。
更加又要講緊我哋對上帝嘅心。
It talks more about attentiveness to God。
有冇嗰種嘅胃口對住上帝
？And an appetite towards God。
當然咧，另外有一個嘅現代嘅神學家咧，佢亦都好嘅提醒我哋。
There's another modern theologian actually tried to remind us。
佢話對於現代人嚟講咧，其實有時候你同埋我都生活都唔係好閒懶嘅。
For modern people like us, we actually not lazy。
我哋都幾忙嘅。
We actually quite busy。
有邊個人係唔忙嘅
？Who's not busy？
個個都唔知忙緊乜都，但係都好忙噶嘛。
Everybody's busy at something。
係嘛？即係出去做嘢嘅顧之然好忙啦。
Well, if you go to work, of course you're being busy。
有小朋友嘅顧之然好忙啦。
If you have kids, of course you're busy。
就算係淨係喺屋企裏邊打理嘅家務嘅咧，都好忙嘅。
Even if you're home doing housework, it's a lot of work。
我屋企有時候放假嘅時候，我睇我媽就知㗎啦。
Sometimes when I rest at home and when I do not need to work, I look at my mom, I would notice。
點解可以每日都揾到嘢洗嘅咧
？Then how come you have every like you have can wash every kind of thing in the home？
點解屋企你嗰層咁多塵嘅咧
？How come your living area has so much dust？
係啊，掃極都唔完嘅。
You can keep on sweeping and cleaning it and never ending。
係啊，點解我睇我自己嗰層就唔係好多塵
？How come I do not see the same in my living area？
佢好忙嘅，揾到好多嘢做嘅。
She can do a lot。
所以呢個現代嘅神學家話係現代人其實好忙嘅。
This modern theologian says modern people can be busy。
但係佢話對於現代人嚟講咧。我哋嘅忙碌其實可以等同喺中世紀裏面嗰陣時候嗰種嘅懶惰。
This theologian said our busyness is actually being lazy a long time ago。
講緊係乜嘢咧
？What is he trying to say？
你同我都好忙。
We are busy。
但唔等於我哋生命嘅中心點喺上帝嗰度。
But that does not equal that our heart, the central of us is in God。
你同埋我生命好多嘢做，好多嘢都吸引我哋想做。
There's a lot of things for us to do。
但係唔等於你同埋我對上帝有胃口。
But doesn't mean we have appetite for God。
所以一樣啊。
So it's the same。
所以今日都好想係俾自己勸勉。
We want to encourage each other.
究竟你对上帝有没有胃口？
Do you have appetite for God?
你的生命对不对准上帝？
Do you focus on God?
因为原来很多的事情都令你根本都不那些都重要过上帝。
Because in a lot of ways, like, you might see them as more important than God.
你可能你同埋我唔会好似箴言里面讲嗰种嘅懒惰。
You and me might think that, well, we might not be the laziness they describe in Proverbs.
但可能我哋仍然对上帝系冇心。
But we still do not have the attention towards God.
所以我哋求神帮助我哋。
May God help us.
帮助我哋能够专注喺上帝嘅当中。
Help us to focus in Him.
我哋能够可以去透过好似蚂蚁嗰度嘅学习
，so that we can learn from the ant，
学习原来我哋嘅生命系追随上帝
，learn that we our life a whole life can dedicate and follow God，
以神为主
，let Him be our model。
让我一齐祈祷
，let's pray。
亲爱天父，我哋多谢你
，the Heavenly Father， thank you。
我哋感谢你，你就系咁真实
，we thank you Lord，
闯入我哋生命嘅神。
You are so true. You are the one who entered our life.
主，我哋感谢你，好似系箴言里边咁有智慧嘅说话。
Thank you, Lord, for the powerful words in Proverbs.
提醒我哋咧，我哋嘅生命系点样去形成我哋一个生命嘅习惯。
Let it remind us that how important it is to make it into our daily living.
我亦都盼望我哋系能够付出，系能够努力嘅。
May us contribute and act out.
但我哋又更加去感谢你提醒我哋。
And thank you, Lord, for reminding us.
原来更重要嘅系讲紧我哋嘅生命系咪以你为焦点。
More importantly, the more important thing is we need to focus on you, God.
系咪对你嘅重视
？Are we paying attention to you？
系咪有嗰个属灵嘅胃口
？Do we have the appetite for you spiritually？
主，我哋甚愿未认识你、未信主嘅朋友
，Lord, may the one who do not know you yet
能够认识你
，can know you。
能够去体会他们生命的很重要的那个生命的次序都可以放在你的身上
so that they can prioritize and put you in the first place
也都为到我们所有的基督徒
and may all of us Christians
主要我们很多时候都未必是懒惰不过我们很忙碌
and a lot of times we may not be lazy but we are busy
被很多的事情去围绕着我们去转
busy with other things surrounding us that we need to deal with
但帮助我哋能够专注喺你嘅身上。
But Lord, help us to focus on you.
除你以外
，other than you，
我别无所爱嘅。
We do not have other desire.
祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字求。
In Jesus' name, Jesus Christ's name, we pray.
Amen.
Amen.